Nigeria, hello and welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. So good to know that you're out there. And can I honestly, you know, acknowledge our friends outside the country who listen to Radio Via live stream. Thank you, hugs and kisses. And maybe this is one way by which you're able to just connect with home. Well, yeah. And hugs and kisses your way, too. Welcome to radio. This is the sunny side. You know that. My name is Joyce Onyemua. Quite a number of things on our plate. And as you would do a great dinner, you know, or a great lunch, you kind of take it apart gradually. So between now and 3 p.m., we intend to dissect, ingest where necessary, and maybe learn from the experiences of others, because we kind of have that kind of topic where there is an opportunity to learn from the experience of others and maybe find better ways by which human judgments might just help us achieve better outcomes. So first, I want to share with you, this is an audio clip from one of the Nigerians who went to the toll gate to join the protest. I have a glitch. Oh, I have a glitch. Okay, so it doesn't quite appear that I have that ready for you. In the absence of that, oh, by the way, let me tell you what it is so that when I get it ready, I can, you know, share that with you. This is the audio and first-hand account of one of the Nigerian protesters who was at the Lekki toll. He did share both, I mean, I think it was very courageous of him to be at the toll, not knowing what the outcome would be, and him alongside other Nigerians who are fighting not just for the events that occurred at the Lekki toll last year, but Nigerians who are seeking justice for what happened last year. Nigerians who need closure, who are, you know, standing up for what we can at this point refer to as injustice and intimidation and harassment. This is no secret. This is public knowledge. This is something we all know about. And so some Nigerians felt that the government needed to do a whole lot more to ensure that people once again rekindle their faith in the judicial system, rekindle their faith in the government, rekindle their faith in their own country. And for that reason and many more, people decided to show up at the toll on the 13th, which was last Saturday. His name is Debo. He is popularly known as Mr. Macaroni. And he gave his account of what he believed. I mean, it's not necessarily, it has nothing now to do with belief because he knows he was there. He gave his account and I wanted you to hear what he had to say. I have a problem. Joyce Onyemua, I have a problem with when with officers of the law saying things like, I'll shoot you and nothing will happen. There's just something about that that is, first, for me, incomprehensible. And maybe also, it has a trigger, it has an element of violence to it, that both the one who believes that he has power can carry out violence on somebody whom he believes is not capable of equal violence. And to say that and wear the uniform of, you know, the Nigerian police force, to say that and you have a gun, there's everything wrong with that. There's everything wrong with that. And I thought I found it quite unbelievable that Maybe it's not as unbelievable. Maybe it's that because I don't like it, so I have a weird sensitivity to statements like that. And it was funny, you know, because he also said the same thing. He said that, you know, they told them that if not that, had it been the news of them had not gone out, that they would be killed. And you know, sometimes I wonder whether the government hears something and, yeah, they react to it, not necessarily in a fashion that says that they are in panic, but that they see something that looks like a flaming fire and they do well and do quick to kind of quench it early enough before it devolves into something that looks like madness, or maybe the actual nature of madness, madness itself. So I'm hoping I'm able to rectify the issue that I have with that particular audio, and I'd like to share it with you. I want us to build a social consciousness about what is happening in our society, and that we must all bear the responsibility of correcting that. So one is the knowledge of it. The other is, what can we do about it? What has to be done? What needs to be done for things like this to not happen? And God forbid it happen, peradventure it does, that something is done about it. All right, so I don't quite have the audio ready yet, but I have another audio for you. It would appear that I have to be off on a break in no time. So welcome once again to the Sunny Side. I have one audio for you, which pretty much takes us into our next conversation. It is of a young man who accuses his sibling of arresting him over the stipulated time for the said error of his actions. So don't go anywhere. On the Sunny Side, this conversation is next on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Is the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to the Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, and if you have just tuned in, well, I hope you had the privilege to hear that audio, and maybe you have also had the opportunity to think on what you have heard. A gentleman here says, gives his name, and says that he came from overseas to Nigeria to his father's house, and that he... Well, it would appear, I don't know what the family arrangement is, I don't quite have the details, but just in reference to what he said, he came to his father's house, but then his sister, who is in the legal system, had him arrested and accused him, or say he was charged with forceful entry. In his view, he feels he's been held for time and time overdue. He feels he's pretty much served more than the needed punishment for the said alleged, you know, allegation of forceful entry. He's asking for help. And so I don't have any more information than that video, which doesn't quite allow me the flexibility of trying to dissect that singular situation as best as I can. But I think it's really worth hearing on radio, just so that the authorities necessary can help. And I really hope for Nigeria where the government does not allow people abuse power. Injustice destroys the soul of a nation. If we allow injustice, or we allow men in power or women in power to use power to perpetrate worst forms of inhumanity, so if we allow people who use power to perpetrate the worst form of evil to humans, or the worst forms of schemes and injustice on people to whom they think they have power over, then you destroy the soul of a nation. I mean, one very practical example of what I'm really meaning is that, from my experience, and maybe yours is different, you know, I speak to random Nigerians and I speak to random people, and somehow the conversation kind of segues into something trivial and then something a little bit more serious, and we talk about country and talk about ways by which country can get better. And if I've met, for example, if I've met 10 people with whom I have discussed, you know, this, you know, developing Nigeria, 8 people believe that when they have the opportunity, they'll go into government and they'll steal money. I'm probably not exaggerating. If I've met 20, 18, feel like once... In fact, there was a time it felt as though it was the reality of my life, though I just meet a young Nigerian and be like, oh, hi. Hey, so this Nigeria, like, we need to make it work. This isn't... I'm like, well, once I just get into power, I'm taking my own share. Now, you see, you would have thought it was maybe the unemployed people saying this, or people who didn't have necessarily a way into a future, Actually not. These were not people who were unemployed, destitute, or maybe people whose future, or maybe people whose present was so downtrodden that they were looking for any desperate measure to escape. No, these were people who, if they just put in a little bit more of work, they could go higher from where they were. And at the moment of my observing of where they were, it was not such a terrible, it wasn't such a bad condition. I went for a meeting sometime, you know, at Ikoyi, and one of the men, I can't remember his office, he served with the Obasanjo government, and he said something. He actually did admit that there is corruption in government. He actually did admit it, you know, at that particular meeting. He said, oh yeah, I agree. I agree that we are corrupt. I agree that we have stolen money. I agree. The accusations, to a large degree, yes, you're correct. And then he said, but maybe there is a bigger problem than that. That the younger people, if they had the opportunity, they will do worse. He said that probably 10 years, that meeting was maybe like 10 years ago. And these are some of the things I mean when I wonder on, does it happen ever that the government just sees something and like, this thing is potentially dangerous, let's catch it early and let's quell that fire, let's fix this problem before it becomes something like a cultural mentality, like a cultural ideology. So this thing about, well, I hope it's not, but at some point I thought it was the mentality of people who would not go into the street with a gun in their hands, but if they had the opportunity, they would not do better than the man in office, the one that they accuse, the very person that they have accused. They would not do better than him. So there I saw a greater problem than poverty. You're just there, you can just see, oh, so this is madness incubating in young people, going to mosques, going to church, going, traveling overseas, coming back, just people just incubating evil, just waiting for the opportunity to unleash the dragon. So I hope that the government would do what they can to curtail, to manage power, manage office, regulate a person's authority and the extent to which they can exert authority. And if they abuse it, that they be punished for it. Okay. Now, given that I don't have any more information regarding the audio you have just heard, we're going to talk about your experience coming from a polygamous home. From a man's perspective, it would appear having four wives is a thrill. Having two wives is fascinating. I've heard men practically brag about, you know, I have two wives. If I marry you, if you do anyhow, I'll marry somebody else. And, well, culturally, and that's not all of the truth. That is what they want you to believe. But when you probe it for details, when you dare just go into the body of that very picture that's been painted to you by a man who has more than one wife, then you realize that the devil really is in the detail. Well, a few people, I think, have had it good. And then other people have had what they have chosen to call good because they are choosing to be optimists. Well, and then for some others in a different divide all by itself, cannot deny the craziness that they've had to contend with. And maybe at this point, even evil, where this family, this woman's children doesn't like this other woman's children. And there you grow up in an environment that is not just adversarial, but there's contention, the strife. This malice, this hatred, you know. So that would for us be something far more interesting, at least until I get more information regarding the audio we have just heard. 0700-993-993-993. We're Nigeria Info and my name is Joyce. Welcome to the Sunny Side. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
All right. Alrighty. And I want to hear your experience, whether you have a brother or sister, whether it's you, your reality, you grew up in a polygamous home. There are, I'm persuaded to think that there is a good side to it. Otherwise, the only thing I've heard is, like, say, the crazy stuff about it. Welcome to the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Waralaifa.
Okay. We're happy to have you. So, are you from a polygamous home?
Yes, I am.
Tell us the good part and the bad part.
There's no good part to it.
Oh. Oh.
There's no good part to it. There's no good part to polygamy.
Really? How bad was your story? Oh, well, how bad is your story?
I don't think... I don't know whether I want to tell it, but I'll give you an example of what we have discussed on your radio.
Okay.
Sibling rivalry. I think it's the president, Sandra, that handled it about a brother that took the sister to Abuja and locked her up and took her to court because they are having rivalry at home in at Alaba Market. He stole the woman's... They destroyed the woman's business. That's sibling rivalry. So what things happen? What I want to suggest, because the person who spoke, I don't know whether it's a young person.
He looks like he's over 50.
Yes, it sounded like that. The person who spoke talked about Ondo State.
Yeah.
Try to put a call to the chief judge and find out, let's hear her own story, because there should be a story behind it. How can she take her brother? It happens everywhere, but it's just unfortunate that she has more power than the brother.
Mm.
So she has decided to keep the brother in the cooler for 3 years. If the story is correct, it's unfortunate, because it sounds like he's powerless. So put a call to her. Find a way, your institution to have the ability to put a call to her or to the government to say that this is a story making the rounds in Lagos and it's in the public domain.
I would prefer to maintain what I prefer to call my boundaries. If I think it necessary to call her, probably I would. And that was why I did say that I do not have any more information to necessarily penetrate the story.
It's a suggestion that since the story has come to the public domain, we should hear that part. If they don't have any story and they feel embarrassed, they may release him. That may be good for him. If they have a story, they will tell it so that we'll hear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Sunny Side, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome, what's your name?
Good afternoon, Jesse. How's it going? I'm Ibuka on the line.
Are you from a polygamous home?
My grandfather married two wives, and I understand. I have the story. You know, there is this saying, boy, hustle, may your mate not go to look you. You know, that one is a piece, a polygamous family. Because when you hustle on your own, you make your money. You see, you do your day. Because if I was to share the property of your father with your...
Do you have any particular story about your parents dealing with the problems that came off of polygamy?
A whole lot of stories, I can tell you.
That would be better if you... I mean, I think it would be better if you told us that. We need something. We need to hear a story.
From the grandparents' side, you know, the first wife of giving birth to, like, four or three, if my father was one. Yes, and the second wife came in, maltreatment from the husband, because the second wife felt that she's very good. I don't even know whether good or this. And there are these 50 things, won't marry. In Igboland, they will say, do mommy water things and all those other things.
Your story is scattered. Did your father suffer as a consequence of the abuse that he suffered, or maybe negligence from his father? Did it affect him negatively?
It affected in the sense that he gathered the children, his family.
Yeah.
The mother suffered, you get.
Or his mother suffered.
It's the mother that suffered.
Suffered. At the hands of her husband or the other wife?
The husband and the other wife.
Okay.
Now, that's why I said, so that you won't have any issue. Now, they have grandchildren now.
I honest to God hope you could tell that story without using the word hustle. Like, it really has nothing to do with nothing. I just want to hear about the psychological implications about coming from a polygamous home. Money isn't everything. Thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993. I think it's very fascinating to have people think through money. like your purview is money. So everything that you can imagine has to go through the tunnel called money. So if they say love, it has to come through money. If it's you, like, no. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jay Akimbo.
We're happy to have you. Are you from a polygamous home?
Thank you very much. First, let me say, this matter, I think, can be handled by the human rights lawyers that we have in this country. The Ubanis of this world, the Femi Falanas of this world, can be contacted. This thing happens all over the place. And you know, one of the reasons why we have a waiting trial more than those that have really been convicted is as a result of people using their power unjustly. Yeah. And many Nigerians are suffering for that. It's very, very unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I am from a polygamous home. And my experience has been very, very
good.
Quite fantastic.
Oh,
I think
good.
It's as a result of the kind of father that I had, because he had three wives. Okay. And when he died way back in 1983, you won't believe it, that what he left behind, we've been managing it together, all the children of the three wives.
Oh,
in fact,
nice.
We were like, all of us are from the same mother.
Oh.
Based on the kind of orientation that they pass on. So we've been having, in fact, at the time, it was suggested that the property he left behind, the estate, should be shared. But majority of us said no. And that has what taken the estate. My father left a large coconut farm and some landed property. Until date, way back 83 that he had died, we've been managing it together. We stepped down this idea of sharing anything.
It's
so beautiful. Honestly, that has been the experience that I have.
Thank you.
Today,
that's a beautiful story.
I'm the most senior of all the children, and we've been carrying along as if we are all from the same. I think it's not about polygamy, really, because I've seen children, siblings from the same mother, that almost one went for a cutlass, the other one for a rifle, just because of the father's property that he left behind. And they had to take the people around to make peace that day. They are all from the same womb. So it depends.
Are you married yourself? Are you married yourself, and are you polygamous in nature? Or at least
no,
it's your ideology?
I'm a Christian. I have one wife.
Oh.
And incidentally, being a Yoruba man, my wife is from Imo State. And we've been having a very blissful marriage.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Thank you very much. That was a beautiful story. 0700-993-993-993. Would love to hear your story, particularly if you're from a polygamous background. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Don Dukwe from Savoyaba.
Are you from a polygamous home?
Yes, I'm from a polygamous family.
How good was it?
Well, it's okay. In fact, at the time, my dad married two girls at the same time.
Oh,
two
wow.
girls at the same time. Before then, he had gotten a girl from a concubine. So that one now, as I'm telling you, is a great-grandmother. So many years ago. And then, because I'm one of them, he married two girls at the same time. So I'm one of those people. When they bear child, they become the same mate.
Yeah.
So I am one of them. So in fact, when he died, he didn't leave much, but he has vast landed property in my village, which is not up to 4 years now that we shared it. We are six boys. So I was the person that campaigned that the two girls, the two ladies must be shared. They must give them something.
Hold on a second. You're referring to your stepmoms as girls. How young were they?
No, not girls. I said the two ladies that were the bear before us.
Yeah.
So I campaigned that they must share from the landed property.
Okay.
We all shared. Six of us shared it. In fact, my our elder brother, who is a pastor, he shared the whole thing equal, and everybody took his and her own.
So it's a peaceful
own.
Your story is rather peaceful.
Yes, we are very peaceful. You know, as I'm talking to you, we're peaceful. No quarrel. Everybody is on his or her own.
Okay.
And they were helping each other.
Are you polygamous yourself?
No. Come on, I'm a modern man.
Oh, well, you never know. Okay, thank you very much for calling. Says he's a modern man. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name? Speak up for us.
Yes, Francis. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, Francis. Are you from a polygamous home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's all right. We're not trying to shame you for it. It's not your fault. What can you tell us about it? Good, bad, or in between?
Yes. Polygamous, as I've listened to some of the callers say, they have shared their testimony.
Testimony.
They are lucky, but some of us are not.
Oh, how interesting is your story?
Because as a result of polygamous, I couldn't put down education. I lost the opportunity of furthering my education.
Why? Are you the third wife's son?
Second wife.
So what happened when you say opportunity? Your father didn't like your mom or what? What's the story?
The first wife was just terrible.
Oh, she didn't let her husband do things for the other wives?
Yes, she was all over. She was all over my mom and trying to eliminate her and none of that happened.
Oh, it was very confrontational like that.
But whatever. But my mom's a peaceful kind of woman.
And she stayed?
She left.
Oh, she left the marriage?
She left the marriage as a result of that. Because I was bad, you know. They don't further my education. You know?
But you don't blame your mom for leaving now, do you?
Sorry?
You're not blaming your mom for leaving?
No,
she wasn't necessarily in the best place.
No, my mom is a good woman. A good woman.
Okay.
She's a peace-loving woman, you know. So
yourself, are you married and are you polygamous, or do you have that mentality?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to avoid in my life.
Trying to avoid?
I pray to honest to God not to involve myself. And that's the best foundation I can give to my children.
Oh.
Just take it home.
Okay.
Because you know why, Joyce?
No, I don't.
The honest truth is that every woman wants to come first. And every woman wants her own children to come first.
Wait, sorry. Bring it back. What did you say? Every woman what?
In reality, every woman wants her own children. Number one.
Once, in your mind, what do you want for the woman? You want her to be number two?
I don't want her to be number two.
So
that's just the reality. And that's why polygamous...
Reality is what you make it.
It's not
the fact that everybody else is doing something doesn't quite make it your reality until you accept it. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Joyce. I wanted to round up my story. I have a book about, I think the line went off.
Oh, okay.
So I was landing because at the end of the thing, the husband comes to their senses. You know, to their mistakes, because it's not really good to marry two wives.
Sorry. Don't bother about the coming to the mistake, because sometimes by the time they come to the knowledge of their actions, everything is destroyed. Let's not talk about that today. But you don't have a story.
I saved my grandmom. She died in her 90s. You know, she was the first wife to leave my grandfather.
Okay, yes. Is that your mom's mom? Is that your mother's mother?
My mother's dad, my dad's mom.
Your dad's mom, okay.
Yes, so the story, they told me about the story, you know, how they were being maltreated by the second wife and all that thing happened.
What number is your wife? Pardon me, what number was your mother?
Grandmother.
What number was she?
First.
Oh, she was the first, okay.
Yes.
Did she stay in the marriage?
She stayed, yeah.
Okay.
The fourth and
but it, was it totally peaceful?
Fight.
Peace
with chaos.
Oh.
It wasn't funny. So at the end of the day, my uncles, they have their money, everybody just there or they are there. Even the step uncles, all of them, they are in peace. But that mistake of, you know, say fighting who will be the first and all these other things.
Are you going to be polygamous? Are you going to, you know, I mean, it sounds like something fascinating. Some men think it's fascinating to have two.
You know better, you do better. Who wants to find hand for fire, as in for fire, for this very day, old lady? Thank you, Joyce. I mean.
The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. The sunny side. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Uwe from
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done it.
Thank you very much. Are you from a polygamous home?
Yeah. My dad came from a polygamous home.
Okay.
My grandpa had 6 wives. My grandma was number four.
Wow.
And my dad was never liked the idea of the whole polygamous thing. He was very, very disappointed. He hated it. He affected him with his education a lot. He never had any good words about it. But me, on the other hand,
yeah,
I would like to consider it.
Okay. How many wives do you want to have?
I'm looking at 2 or 3, but that is depending on if my first wife agrees for me to
have more wives.
She says no, nothing could happen. So
let's assume she agrees that you have more wives.
She will be the one to pick the woman for me. I'm not going to pick it up myself.
She would be the one to pick a woman for you.
Yeah.
Why is that her responsibility?
Well. Actually,
you're the one who's laying the woman, not her. So why do you put her through that?
Well, if she's okay with it, then I feel like maybe she should choose for me rather than me choosing for her. What if I choose the one that will put me into Wala? So what if you choose one for me that is okay by me?
Okay, sounds like something you haven't thought through. So take your time and good luck.
Hello, man. But actually, my dad never loved the idea. Even when my mom died,
I didn't miss that part. It's interesting. I didn't miss that part. But I think I hear you say you like the idea, and I'm seeing that you haven't quite given it enough thought.
I haven't.
You haven't. So take your time and good luck with that. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Off on a break? Yes, we are off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're back, 9:01 p.m. So here we're talking about your experience, particularly if you came from a polygamous home, and how rewarding it's been, whether you would like to pretty much continue the legacy of your father. 0700-993-993-993. Oh, WhatsApp. Okay, I'm not going to bother about that just yet. Welcome if you have just tuned in, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome, good afternoon, what's your name? Sorry about that. Good afternoon, welcome, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello, lady, good afternoon to you, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy. My name is Ify.
We're happy to have you. Thank you very much, Ify, for calling Nigeria Info. Okay.
Thank you. I married to polygamous family.
Oh, you,
my, yes.
You're married into a polygamous family?
Yes.
So what number are you in the wife ranking?
No, my husband, the father, married 8 wives.
Oh.
So me entered the family, I don't know anything. So after I have my first child, the second child, my second child was 40 days. My husband went to work. So in the night, he came back. He is entered his room. So the following morning, I supposed to come outside and said he want to go to work. He didn't. I went to go and knock his door. He cannot get up. He was attacked.
Who attacked
him? I now run to spiritual attack because he cannot walk. He cannot do anything. So he said that he go to his brothers. I went to number one. That early morning, I left my the others of my daughter. I carried the small one. I went to the first one. That one said, I should go and meet brother Lagbaja. I went to that one again. They started referring me to one another because it was only my husband that born into that family. So I left home around 7, leaving my husband alone with my daughter. I did not come back until after 3. They said I should go. And I said I should come back home. They will come and meet me. Until 6, my husband is still there. Before they come, they took my husband to the hospital. I followed them. The second, I don't know what they went to go and discuss with the doctor.
Yeah.
So the second day, they said they want to discharge my husband. They should bring it home. I said, why? It was later I went to the doctor. The nurses were telling me that because he was attacked, he said it's a spiritual thing, that if they cannot cure it, they should come and drop to him. My dear, this thing, it lasted for 2 years before he finally died. The day he died, I carried phone and started calling all of them. The father said I should not bring him. The first time I said we should not bring my husband home. That one just died 3 months ago. He cannot afford to receive this person. It was only one that stands among them. The firstborn was drinking in the beer parlor. So the one that stands, he said he don't have enough money. They went to cemetery. They said, Natoto Amat, if I can get money, I say, how much? Because the man has suffered. Okay, I provide the money. We arrange everything. The junior brother said, we should go and carry the coffee and meet the other brother where he's drinking beer. I said, I don't need all these things. So where I was driving, after all, they said, the man now called the first one that my little boy is their grandfather. They want to take the only child. I said, I asked him, this my child is the only son I have, and this girl. I said, I beg, I will not release my son to any of you. It's just 2 years. How will I release my son to you people? They said they can if I refuse to release my son, I'm on my own. I said, no problem. The only that one that joined me in burying him, after 1 year, 2 years, he just asked me to come over to their place. He said, the wife just gone, I should come. I went there. The funny part of his joy, he did not though. He said that she went there and wanted to sleep with me.
Huh?
I said, I did not talk. I just get up and enter his wife's room. So when the day break, I just carried my children. I did not see anything. I went back home. This is the 15 years. They have not seen my children. And they don't even ask if we are living. I was the woman that called on Christmas Day. You see? I was the woman that called, that people took my number and assist.
All right. So you're fine now. Yeah, you were able to raise your kids yourself.
Yes. My first daughter is 24 years. That little boy of that day is getting to 22 years now.
Oh, great.
I know it's not easy.
All right, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. So there's a female line for the females to kind of make it easier for you to access the conversation link. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. On the sunny side, we're talking about your experience being a product of a polygamous home. Good, bad, somewhere in between on the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Could you please speak up?
I'm Josephine by name.
All right, Josephine. Okay, go ahead.
I'm happy to be here today.
We're happy you got through. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, that story that if the last caller, her story is just similar to my own.
What happened with you? Go ahead, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
My late husband, his father got married to four wives. And when he got married to that four wives, the remaining three, the last one that I got married to, she now, I don't know what she did to drive the remaining one, now left her alone in the house. So she now turned their fathers away from the remaining children. And that is how the whole thing started. When I met my husband, he said that, my father's wife said there is nothing on earth that will make him to marry. She will not be alive to see him marry, talkless of having children. Along the line, we got married. We got married, gave birth to four kids. And in the process, he died.
Okay.
He died, and the younger brother, his immediate junior, now came to me that he wants to marry me. 2 weeks after the burial of my late husband, he now said that he wants to marry me. I said, he wants to marry me. He said, yes. Did God create me for only you people? He said, that is the tradition, that is the culture. I want to marry you. I said, okay, let me mourn my husband for one whole year. After that whole year, then I decide we live in Lagos. So I said, I'm going back to Lagos, at least to go and see the property that I left in Lagos. And I said, as you are going to Lagos, what are you going to do in Lagos? Even if your last baby, you think that if you go to Lagos, you'll be able to give birth up to this? I said, see, I'm not going to marry. I'm just only going there to take whatever we left. Yes, that is how the battle started between me and them. Every day, battle from one battle to the other, from one problem to the other.
What did they want from you?
They said they want to get married to me.
And you didn't want to be married to him?
I don't want to remarry to any of that family, anybody from that family. I don't need it.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the day, they start giving me trouble. Bring the children home. Bring the children to us. Bring the property of your husband to us. I said, if my husband don't have voice, it's a different thing. My husband has voice. Why am I bringing the property back home to you people? He said, that is the culture. I have to bring everything home. I said, okay. If that's so, no problem.
So right now, how and where are you with all of this?
I'm in Lagos, friend.
Are you married to somebody else?
No.
Or you chose not to be remarried?
I feel like we're getting remarried, but when the right person comes.
When the right person comes. How are your children doing, by the way?
They are doing okay. We are trying. I'm trying my possible best with the help of God.
Yeah. All right. Do you think, would you advise your son to be polygamous if he wanted to?
Not at all. Because what their daddy passed through, I will never advise any of them to do the same.
And you won't let your daughter be a second wife to somebody?
Not at all, because that is what I told myself. That if I should get married, when I was still a spinster, I told myself, I said, if I should get married today and my husband decides to say he wants to get married
to somebody else, yeah.
Pack my load and leave the house.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll talk to, thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you and welcome if you have just tuned in. Moving stories on people's experience with polygamy. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Daniel. I'm calling you from Abuja.
Thank you very much, Dan. Speak closer to your mouthpiece and go ahead. Go ahead, yes. Real quick. Thank you.
You know, this issue, this topic is a very serious topic. It happens in this part of the world where we find ourselves. Like me personally, my grandfather, and I believe the thing runs in a family as a kind of a family something. Because my grandfather married several wives, my father married three wives, and there is that tussle, that fight between the wives. At times we, the children, we might not want to show that. We take our brothers and our sisters, even though they are from different mothers, we take them as one. But the mother, the parents, they'll be fighting and they'll be creating problems. Like in my family, the last, my mom happens to be the second wife. Are you getting me?
Turn off your radio. I'm listening, yes. Please turn off your radio.
My mom has to be the second wife. And then the last wife that my father took, that one has just decided to take everything, both the landed property, everything belonging to her father, to herself. And the children are just tender. The children, the first child of that one, how old is that one? The first child is just about 15 years old. And fight everywhere. She will go spiritual, she will go physical, she will go...
Oh, wow.
I told my brother, I said, see, whatsoever it is, the property, whatsoever, let us leave this woman. Let her go. We can hustle. All of us are in Lagos. All of us are, we are hustling our life out. And this is a family that if we come together, we can achieve many things. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
But because of that polygamy spirit, that the last wife, and she can go extra mile. She doesn't mind to poison you if she sees you. If she can't kill you spiritually, because me, I usually say, you can't kill me spiritually, because what you know, I know what I also know. So I always brag about that when I believe in what I believe in. Are you getting my point?
Did you go to wash your legs and hands and head somewhere?
No. I believe in the Almighty God of us.
Okay.
I believe that no man, no woman born of a woman will kill me spiritually.
Yeah.
Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
But, you know, the Bible says we can also do our part. Like, somebody can poison you. That is not spiritual. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
You can go to the village, somebody will poison you, eat and die.
Yeah.
That is not a spiritual attack. You will not see it coming. So, because of that, we have stopped traveling to the village. Are you getting my point?
Yeah. Wow.
And this is the woman that when she came in, we were there for her. We, the children, I personally, because I was with my other siblings were with my mom, you understand, because when my father wanted to take the third wife, definitely my mom was not happy. And then because of that, she left with the...
Hello? I might have lost you. I do apologize. I might have lost you indeed. Okay, we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, this conversation continues on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce, and we're Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you and welcome. 27 minutes past 1 p.m. So Pino will do us the honors of reading you some of your messages on WhatsApp, and welcome to The Sunny Side. Pino, real quick.
Okay, I have Solly Best here from Ikotun, and he says, Joyce, nothing is sweet about polygamy. I'm a product of a polygamous home. My mother is the first wife of three women. Omo, what my mother went through in the hands of my father just to please the other women is beyond explainable. No unity among the children. There are factors here and there. There are some that are dad's favorite and mom's favorite. God forbid for me to have more than just one wife.
Wait, something the mom had to tolerate to please
the father.
So
the father could please the remaining women.
So here she has like three people before whom her life is practically sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want to think too hard about it. Go ahead.
That's all he said. And I have a message from Peter. Peter from Yanaworo says, Joyce, my dad married two wives. It's my WAEC registration money my dad used to marry the second wife. That's the second wife's bride price. My stepmom's dad is an herbalist. She came to the house with her father's charms, turned our dad away from us, cast a thread all over the place. My dad abandoned my mom for so many years. Eventually, my dad died after 8 years of marrying her, making that the seventh husband she married. And she died after a few years of marrying them.
Wait, making seventh husband that the woman been married? Yeah. The woman married.
Mm-hmm. That's the step.
And then the no. So he's saying like they die after and die a few years after marrying them. Mm-hmm. So maybe like the men die after they marry her for a few years. Oh. Whatever. It's all right. These stories are necessary. They're so. This is. We need to contemplate what we have done with culture. So that first guy saying that his mom had to please the father so that they can please the other two wives. But what was that story? No, don't repeat it. 0700-993-993-993. I think I have the picture in my head. And wow. One day I thought that, if not that, I feel like there'll be more women in heaven. I'm not even sure why I make that argument. But I feel that what I've seen Nigerian women endure, particularly the women who have come through culture, I just feel like there will probably just be more women in heaven, because there's no way these men are going to heaven. There's just no way. There's just, I mean, like, what would they be doing there? But that's just a random thought in my head. The argument as to the validity of that particular persuasion of mine is something we can have another day. Today, let's talk about your experience coming from a polygamous home on the sunny side. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Joyce, this is Emeka from Okota.
Thank you. Real quick, you have to go ahead because your other friends in Nigeria are waiting to call the show.
Okay. My dad is late. He had two wives. My mom was the second wife. And growing up, the first wife had two daughters, pretty much about my mom's age. By the time my dad had married my mom, because she was about 18, 19 when she came in. So the moment she came in, I think there was quarrels between her and the two daughters, and it was never really going well.
Yeah.
Because I think daddy's affection began to shift towards my mom a bit, and you know, she may have come into the house more like a housemaid kind of servitude to the first wife, and because the first wife
she came in, she came in like a house help type position.
Yes.
So the second wife, and then to your father.
Because my dad and the first wife jointly went to marry her in the village.
Yeah. Wow.
But with time, she began to give birth to the first child, a boy, second child, a boy, being me, then the third one, a boy, the fourth one, a boy. And by the third child, I think she began to know her place and, you know, carry herself better. And that caused some friction between her and the two other daughters. And before you know it, daddy had to ask the first wife to leave the house and live elsewhere, which she still cared for her, no. But over the years, those two daughters grew to blame my mom as being responsible for why they didn't live with my dad over the years.
Yeah.
So they're probably in their early 50s now.
Yeah.
And,
and they don't like your face.
Sorry?
They don't like your face?
Come again?
Do they like you?
Well, we like them, yes, but their major issue was my mom.
Okay.
So over the years, our relationship grew thinner. That was just the basic thing. Mm. When Dad died in 2017, things got to a crescendo because most of the things he left, he didn't leave a will.
Oh.
And the two daughters are based abroad for the past 28 years or so. And we, from the second wife, are based in Nigeria. So we've been going through the court process to get a letter of administration and all that. But they who are abroad and somewhat comfortable have been pretty much using their own resident lawyer to stall the whole process. So since 2017 till now, we don't have a head on that letter of administration, because while our own lawyer is dragging to get things through, they are stalling the process with their own lawyer. So we're just in the middle, but they are comfortable there.
But you're willing to share with them. It's not like you're trying to usurp all your father's property.
No. We're willing to share with them.
Oh, okay.
They are doing enough to make sure they just start the process. They began at first by saying that everything that is being captured, that the man left behind, money, cash, landed property or whatever, everything will be caught in the middle, 50-50, between their two daughters and their mom, and us five children and our mom, being four boys and a girl. And we said, no, it's not possible. You can't have 50-50 for three persons against six persons here, five children and a mom. So before the thing just hanging in the balance.
All right.
They are still dragging for sharing formula and all the rest.
Wow. All right.
But they just don't want the process to go through smoothly or quickly, because the second daughter is like one of those head doctors in those big hospitals abroad. Then the other daughter is a chartered
accountant. And again, it's going to happen in their absence. So I guess they want to be here when it happens.
No, not necessarily. They have their own lawyer here representing them in the court and everything. So they always get updates and everything. The two lawyers are bantering on the mail to each other and everything.
All right. Okay.
They are stalling the process. And
wow. Thank you. Well done. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Oh, wow. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
I just turned off my radio.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Cynthia.
Cynthia, go ahead.
For me, my parents were polygamous. But in their polygamous, I think that there was peace. Because my father was a sincere man to my mother. And the other
That's
way,
a guy.
I always tell them something.
What's your name? What did you say your name was? Hang up. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Kairi.
Thank you very much for calling, Kairi. Please go ahead.
I thank you for this kind of opportunity that I have this afternoon, just to share something that has been paining me a lot some years back.
Oh, wow.
So I'm from a polygamous family. And the way it happened, my father used to work in Lagos. So before his father died, he called him that whenever he wants him at home in Ogun State, he will call on him. So when my grandfather died, my father did not know, but they sent for him to come home. On getting home, he learned that his father has died. So they used his style to make him be the head of the family. So he has to take care of the property. But the first wife that he had in Lagos there refused to come home with him. So after that, he abandoned her and the children there. So now in Ogun State, he got married to my mom. So my mom never knew he had a wife before. So she had me, and after me, she couldn't conceive again. And my dad decided that he wants to marry another wife, then he marries another one. Then when he married that one, because that time he has been working at this Federal Ministry of Information, they are in Ogun State here.
Mm.
So that time, that's why, but my mom, she's an illiterate. So they marry her from a village in Ogun State here. She can't even write her name or something like that.
Mm.
So, and I'm the only son that she gave birth to. But the other woman, her junior wife, that one she's an educated woman. So with the way she's maltreating my mother cannot even take it again. She tried to leave. And my father insisted that she won't take me with her, that woman will be taking care of me. And the woman agreed. The woman does not even have any kid then. And after my mom left, she went back to her village. I'm staying with my father, with that woman. But that time, I received the worst treatment of my life that affected me till today. That's the reason when, at times, I think that most of our parents does not even know the value of a woman that you have that loves you, then you're looking for another problem. Mm-hmm. This woman never knew that I have some brothers and a sister ahead, because me too and my mom, we never knew. Not until 1997, when a woman that I followed wanted to have a wedding. And they are looking for my dad. That's about 25 years after that he left them. So then I'm the one living with the woman now. The woman has been maltreating me. I can tell you that I've been sleeping outside the house, running away from house from the age of 9. So because the way the woman treated me, and when she has her own daughter, because she has 4 daughters after me for my dad, Though she now realized that I have another brother somewhere, the thing is now paining her. She finds a way, just do things anyhow, that they even chase me out of that house. I went to my mother's village, trying to further my education. We couldn't find any money. Then I went back to my dad and I want to live with him to continue my education. On getting to that place again, I received another problem. Getting into higher institution, my father refused to pay my tuition or anything. Then I started to join the gang outside, you know, to be able to just sponsor myself through this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is the worst experience I ever had. Even, I am telling you right now that, that my stepmother has died. My mother is still alive. My father is still alive. But I refuse to pick his call since last month because every day I used to remember what happened to me. I'm close to 40 years now. But I have never for one day enjoyed my life. Because what I said I wanted to be in life, that thing, everything has been damaged. I am a farmer now. I'm in my mother's village farming. You understand?
Yeah.
So the problem that we are having is not that we don't know what to do. You may have focus, but what parents they have already put into us, I think the thing is affecting us. Joyce,
wow.
I thank you for just this little opportunity to just speak my mind.
Thank you very much for telling
thank
your
you
story.
Very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Wow. The consequences of human actions. 40 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. My name is Joyce and welcome to radio. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Solomon.
All right, Solomon.
I'm from polygamous home. I think everyone have their own story. Polygamy have advantage and disadvantage. But from the one I came from, my dad married two wives. He's a good dad. And I see when I was growing up with him, I see the way he treated them. He treated them equally. He's a kind of man that does not allow anybody to detect for him. And when I see the way they used to comply, the cooperation, they live peacefully. So I've never seen anything.
Hello? I think I lost you.
I've never seen anything like quarreling between the two wives. The same thing with us, the children.
Okay.
My mom is the first wife, and we live peacefully. And I'm also even convinced to leave the footstep of my dad.
You want to also be polygamous in nature, marry more than a wife?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Thank you, and good luck with that. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Yeah.
Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah. I want to contribute to the program.
Turn off your radio first.
Okay, Joyce, I've done that.
Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is John. I've been listening, and it's very interesting. I want to tell you, Joyce, my own experience.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm from a multi-polygamous family. My father has more than 21 wives. And he has four brothers. None of them has less than 15 wives. Who are a clan.
That's
it's
a
so
village
loving
in
and
itself.
Peaceful. Hello?
That's a village. And it's loving
yes,
and peaceful?
Yes. Sincerely speaking, if I have a choice, I would also like to be from a polygamous family again.
I mean, you have it's the choice. You have a
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, again. Yes, but I might not. You know, these days, you might not be polygamous again because it's not in vogue again. But those days of their time, it was quite interesting.
Okay.
I have a very sweet experience growing up in such a family.
Okay.
Nothing can replace it.
Really?
Sincerely speaking,
as
a kid, yeah, when we were growing up, you hardly know who was your biological mother.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how the man did it. There was so much peace. Even now, I'm over 50 years.
Yeah.
When I go home for Xmas and the rest, you need to come to our family.
Wow.
It's quite interesting. You can eat anywhere. You can, and it's a generational thing because we are so much. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, it's the cousins and everybody. You see, we used to have what
do
we call...
Do you know every member of your family then? That would
be
hard.
Yes. Yes, we know. We have what we call family reunion every 4 years. both living abroad and here in Nigeria, we make sure we come home with our kids, you know. They need to know each other, you know. It's okay. A very large family, yeah.
And you honestly think if you could, you don't mind that?
Yeah, it's very fun. Sincerely speaking,
okay.
You need to experience it to feel it.
No. Thank you. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I would take the day off.
Joyce, I'm from Imo State. I know you, and you see, listen.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. I don't know. Maybe because of the family, the type of family. Then I don't know, but it's very interesting.
Look,
if you.
I don't doubt you when you say that. And I'm happy that it worked for you. I wouldn't want something like that.
It worked. You know, I've told you I'm over 50 years.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if I have a choice,
you would do it again.
I would stay here.
Yeah.
I'll be in such a fantastic family.
I have the choice. I wouldn't. Nah. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Turn off your radio. Oh, wow. Turn off your radio.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Well, if you turn off your radio, I might have an answer for you. Hello? Turn off your radio. That should be very easy. Hello? Have you done that? I'm not sure why. I want to speak to one more person and then we go to something else. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. I do apologize. I'm not sure why the lines are that way. I think I have Jewel here. Can I speak with Jewel? Thank you. Don't bother about that. Hello, Jewel. Honey. Hello, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Nice having you. I've been trying all the while.
I'm glad you got through. We're here,
Joyce.
Now. Yeah.
If you come from a polygamous family, you know the hair that is in that family.
The hair?
Is totally here. Anybody that will tell me that coming from a polygamous family is something worth going into, I don't think that person is.
Surprisingly, just before you called in, the last guy who called, before you did, the last gentleman who called in, said his father had about 20, 21 wives, and his brothers had nothing less than 15 wives. And he's saying that if not for civilization, he really wants that.
I mean, depend on what he thinks is good. But for me, I pray that God should just make me to marry just one wife.
God don't have to make you. He's giving you liberty to choose.
I have made that decision, and I have made that decision already, and I just pray that God should help me to go to that path that I have chosen.
Did you grow up in a polygamous home? You sound offended.
I came from a polygamous home. My father married 6 wives.
And
the third wife truncated my educational background.
Wow.
She scattered the home. Now she's no more. The family is just scattered, Joyce.
Huh.
There is no. I will not advise not even my kid to marry 2 wives.
All right.
It's better to even stay without a wife
than
to marry 2.
Really?
Than to have 2 men. Yes.
Man, this is something else.
Because
pardon me, just before your thought continues, would you allow your daughter to be somebody's second wife?
I don't think so. Unless maybe it happened, I do not know. But if I really know that such person has married before, I will not allow my daughter to get married to such person.
Okay, what if the man had money? Because apparently all your morals kind of...
Money is not everything.
Okay.
Because if you go about money, what of the children that are there before your daughter?
Mm.
And most of them, they will just take care of the daughter when... You know, the woman when they are alive, but when they are no more, the family will turn against them.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, I was to get my admission in 2010 at Federal University of Technology, Yola. After my attitude test, my stepmother stopped the whole thing. I have to manage and go for my NC in College of Education in Kasnala. The whole thing is, there is nothing good about polygamous marriage.
All right. You make a good case for it. Thank you very much for calling. We'll speak to our final caller. Final one. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. I lost you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Tell us your name.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. This is Shagun calling.
Thank you. So, Shagun, go ahead real quick. Tell us your story.
Polygamous home.
Yeah.
I can never pray that kind of prayer for my enemy.
Uh-oh, really?
I'm telling you, Joyce, my dad married 4 wives. Joyce. That I'm telling you.
Oh wow.
Joyce.
Yeah.
I started house boy at the age of four.
No.
At the age of four, Joyce, house boy. I have no opportunity of sitting on the bench in any kind of school in my life. And I'm over 44 years now.
No.
I cannot go to any school. No opportunity for me. No any kind of opportunity for me. Coming from polygamous home affected my life to date. I am telling you. As small as I am, my dad will be beating my mom in front of me, beating all the wives in front of me. My dad will make love to my mom in front of me with beating with everybody. And you are telling me polygamous home is good? God will punish polygamous home. I'm so sorry. It's still affecting
my
life.
Yeah.
It's up to this moment.
Yeah.
All my sisters, all my brothers, we are about 30-something. All the children, we are about 30-something. I told you, I just created WhatsApp group just for all of us, all with the children, to be coming together to know each other better. There are some of us at Abidjan. There are some of us in the village. And our father, our dad is still alive. He only gave the first wife, the first three children of the first wife, the opportunity to go to school to some extent. After that, all the children, all of us, none of us go to any school. Rather to know how to even write O or one. None of us. And you are telling me polygamous home is a good experience. God will punish polygamous home. I am telling you. And up to now.
Did you try to educate yourself? Forgive me for asking. I think it's a very sensitive question to ask, but well, I must ask, yeah.
I don't have that power. As I'm talking to you now, I am a driver. I'm doing a driving job. There's no any good money coming out of it.
Yeah.
I have one wife at home. No power for me to even do anything. And you are telling me none of my brothers are ready to help me when them themselves need help.
Yeah.
This is me. I've been struggling since I was small to this moment. Polygamous home is the one that made me the way I am like this today. And you are telling me polygamous home is good? God will punish polygamous home.
At this point, we're taking you seriously.
God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. And I want to still talk about this whole polygamous situation. We're going to go off on a musical break, by the way. I really want to talk a little bit more about it, particularly the psychological implications of growing up in a home where your father did not necessarily pay you attention. I mean, there is paying a child attention, then there is loving the child. So I don't know whether we can even open that box and begin to try to have a conversation around, did your father really love you as his child in a polygamous home? Because they're really only 24 hours a day. And then between all wives and children. And I wanted to ask the man who said that his father had 21 wives, whether they were all educated. I mean, his father might not necessarily think education to be something, but yeah, I wanted to ask that question and maybe how they ended up developing themselves. I should have asked. Yeah, but I wanted to find out whether all children are educated or maybe they went into a trade and kind of, you know, picked up life from there. Then I also want to talk about, I wish I would have the privilege. I know I have the privilege. It's now the opportunity, the time to really have a conversation about, did your father love you? Because maybe what we see today in society is actually a function of where the men are coming from, where the women are coming from. And hopefully we can air that, we can talk about it, and we can learn from each other's experiences and make actual decisions about changing something. We have to change the past. It's necessary that we change, whether it's a doctrine or it's a form of education or an imprint of what could have been faulty culture. Yeah. A lack of love, a lack of the presence of a father. We need to fix that and hopefully today begin to build a new type of culture. Yeah. To build a new type of culture, because our tomorrow is highly dependent on our today's. On our today, yeah. And if our today isn't better than our yesterday, then our future certainly cannot boast of anything better. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.